Welcome to Realtors Roulette. Join Nicole, Alicia, and John as they uncover untold stories, insider tips, and hidden truths about real estate. Get ready to enjoy this episode coming to you from the beautiful Qu'Appelle Valley in Saskatchewan.
G'day everybody, it's John and Alicia here with Caitlin Peters and Holly Cochran from K2 Cross Training here in Fort Qu'Appelle. We brought in the ladies today to talk a little bit about health and wellness in the community. Holly, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be on your podcast and know that this is a trade of services. I also have a podcast called The Monday Matters, and you will be on mine.
We can't wait.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
Well, we wanted to ask you, why did you choose to open up a business in Fort Qu'Appelle, and what need did you see, and what are you filling with that?
Okay, well, Fort Qu'Appelle is where I was born and bred, so I've been here now 47 years with a little brief interlude when I was in Regina, but I am back in the community because this is a beautiful place to come back to. As far as I'm concerned, you should always go and see a bit of the world, but come back. And the need came from my own health and wellness. So as a stay-at-home mom running a cleaning business, I was needing a physical outlet. My, you know, Chalene Johnson workout videos were not cutting it anymore. And I needed a community. I needed to get out and have real adult conversations besides just the tag team effort my husband and I were doing. So I started doing fitness classes outside of my house to fill my own need. That's always, everything I do is from a selfish point of view. I started feeling better when I started moving. I started feeling better when I had that community of people I was going out to run with in the morning and everything. And it just continued to grow to the point where I realized, okay, I got 16 women every single morning at the high school. Let's put a survey on Facebook and see if I should open a gym. And within about 2 hours on Facebook, I had 100 people say they would join a gym if one existed. There wasn't one. I had the right timing. The co-op gym ended. I was right in that process of right after, like just months after the co-op ended, I opened.
And how many years ago was that, Holly?
7 years ago. So wow. I opened September of 2016.
Nice.
Yep. Survived COVID.
I was just going to ask you, you know, COVID was a tough time for everybody. How did you fare through that?
Yeah, so community was so incredibly important during that shutdown period that I never felt like I had a moment of downtime during COVID, because what people had been relying on for their mental health and wellness as far as connection, love and belonging, we can talk about those hierarchy of needs if you want, but that ended like prompt. And all of a sudden, they were not having their physical outlet, the thing that made them physically feel well. Mentally, everybody was like, what is happening to this world? And their support system had been just shut right off. So we had to rally as a community online real hard. And my gym membership was incredibly supportive. So because they knew they would only have a gym to come back to if they supported the gym throughout the closure,
yeah.
I didn't lose gym members. They were incredibly supportive. So we survived.
One of the benefits of rural living, for sure, it definitely speaks to that. Because I know Regina, you know, there was businesses closing. There was gyms that were closing.
Yeah.
There was a lot. So
My friends in the gym industry did not necessarily make it through COVID, nor did they come out the other side. They might have been able to reopen their doors, but they're still feeling the effects of COVID in the cities right now, and gyms are closing now. They've realized that we've given it a couple years since the doors closed, and we are not back to where we were, and we're grinding harder than we used to be.
Yeah.
So they're giving it up now, whereas I'm better off than I was before COVID. So
good.
I think that speaks to one of your most admirable qualities, though, is your pivot. Like, you are the queen of pivot. Whenever I talk to people about you or you come up in conversation, I think that's what really set you apart from those gyms, is that you looked at the problem and found solutions. Instead of saying, this is my business model, I'm just going to keep trucking through and hope it gets better, you said, no, these are problems, how can I find some solutions? And yeah, as a member of your gym, I want to say how well you did that, and how grateful I am to be part of that gym versus watching some of my friends just suddenly have nothing.
Yeah, well, thank you. The pivot is in response to, like, I never feel very carved in stone about anything, so that I always have one foot ready to go.
So the entrepreneur coming out of Holly here.
So you talk about the community and aspects of the gym, but what are some of the non-physical benefits that someone might find?
Yeah. So the non-physical benefits of being in a gym community are the ones that I cherish, mm-hmm. the stories that I listen to every single day. Yes, I love when someone can start doing a push-up from their toes. Like, that's great. But it's not the stories that really light me on fire and make me want to do this long-term. It's the mental health and the chronic illness improvement that really are important. And I kind of broke it down hour by hour in my gym. Like, what the 5 a.m.ers, that's a rare breed of humans that get up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I agree. Let's shout out to them right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, shout out to those 5 a.m.ers. The reason they come to that community is not because of the physical benefits. They can all do push-ups from their toes at home. Mm-hmm. That's not why they're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It is for the sense of belonging. It is for the accountability. It is for the friendships, like that, those are their people. Sometimes when we want to be healthy, we need to find like-minded, healthy people. Well, where are you going to find those people, right? You got to gravitate towards the people that you want to be like, to be like that. So those are the non-physical. And then I don't know how many people go off their medications for blood pressure and reduce their insulin for diabetes and, you know, their anti-anxiety medication, they're able to manage their chronic illnesses in other ways, non-pharmaceutical, when they start out being physically engaged in a physical community as well as a mental health community. So those are my favorite. Quality of life, too. My other favorite story is almost once a day somebody tells me that something that they couldn't do before.
Mm.
You know, or, you know, I got golfing again and I haven't been golfing because of my knees. Or, like, my husband used to be the one that moved all these flower pots in the fall, and I just moved them myself this year. Like, those little, they're physical, but they're the real life functional stories that make a huge difference.
Well, I admire how you've reached out to so many different groups within the community and being able to facilitate different classes to reach out to so many different spectrums of people and create community for them. What sort of offerings are there at your gym?
Well, so when I thought about running a business in this town, one of the reasons I'm in this town is because of diversity. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I live in Fort Qu'Appelle is because it is a hugely diverse population, from seniors to new families to different cultures to the lake people to the reserves. The diversity is what keeps me here. So my business had to represent the community. Mm-hmm. My community of the K2 community needed to represent the larger community. And so that's always been the game plan, is how do I make K2 cross training represent the community of Fort Qu'Appelle and surrounding area?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I needed a seniors group for sure. And I needed to foster and facilitate what they need. They need to be there early. I've had to switch the class times around so that the seniors get to have that extra bit of time before their class happens. This all started because when I had little kids at home, I was not in a great space mentally and I needed one. So the squats and tots will never die because that demographic needs a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then now my outreach. So I am now working on reserves because I believe in community development and I believe in physical wellness and I think we feel better when we move. So I'm breaking down barriers as much as I can so that people can afford a gym membership. And I'm also going to where people feel safe and comfortable on their own community and getting them feel comfortable with movement so that maybe the trickle effect will happen. Like once you feel comfortable moving and doing a fitness class in your band hall, maybe you'll come into the gym and maybe not. Maybe there'll just be more activity happening in our surrounding area, which Fort Qu'Appelle will benefit from, the healthier our.
You spoke to one of the demographics with lake people, and we deal a lot with lake people.
Yeah.
Like every season, the community expands, yeah. And you see. So do they come to the lake and then also go and get their fix at?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is something that I've been able to diversify and pivot into. So when I opened the gym, it was like I was holding tight to that facility. Like nobody turned the lights on till I did.
Yeah.
And over time, I've learned that doesn't necessarily work. And I've been able to let go a little bit so that instead of worrying about, you know, whether or not you're going to be my bread and butter all winter long and really catering to you, now I've changed it so that we have an open gym format. We have a door code at the side of the door. I have got the cameras and the door code connected to my phone. Like, I invested in the technology to make it feel like it was a really safe idea to say, come on down.
Right.
I don't need to be here to turn the lights on for you. Just use the gym.
I like
and
that.
And my lake people, like, it used to be, you know, 5 years ago, hi, I'm down visiting my parents at the lake. Can I use the gym? Nope. Like, hardly engaged in a conversation.
Yeah.
Found them, you know. Now it's like, yeah, for sure. What's the last 4 digits of your phone number? Have a good time. Send me some money. Off you go.
Yeah.
And
kind of like the person that goes on vacation, they need to use a treadmill. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's and so inclusive.
Everybody is able to use it now. And we get the summer crowd in and very appreciative. Yeah. Like, oh, it's awesome that this place is here. I never knew this facility was here, is the feedback I get all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've been here for 7 years. I haven't really let you in the last seven, but now come on in.
Right, right. Well, thinking outside the box. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been working really good.
Absolutely.
And personal and professional development, like, what keeps you on your toes and how do you keep reinventing yourself? Any tips for?
Well, I never believe that I've stopped growing or learning. So, like, every day I'm doing something to learn something. I'm listening to a podcast or I'm doing some sort of research. I'm enrolled in a course at all times. Like, I'm always paying for something that's going to teach me something. So, and some of that is about leadership. Like, right now, my next goal is really focused. Like, 2024 is going to be about coaches' development.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to take myself off the floor and let coaches take over and run the show out there, my next pivot will be in how to really manage that, because it's the relationships and the quality of management on the floor that has got me sustaining the last 7 years. It has to keep going. So my next level of professional development is how to be the leader of the team that's going to keep the gym for the next 7 years, and that needs to happen on the floor.
The nice. Team of the team.
Right? Yeah,
The team leader. How can someone new to the area become a part of your K2 community?
Well, that's not that hard anymore. Phone me up and tell me the last 4 digits of your phone. So, yeah, no, like, we have, thanks to Caitlin Peters here on the Authentic team, we are all online, so you can go online and set yourself up with a gym membership. You can get a door code. But as far as entering into our classes, like, that's where the barrier seems to be the greatest. So let's just talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Yeah, coming in the doors, you can come in. You can use it 24/7. But the entry into the classes is usually where people feel the most intimidated, but where the best bang for your buck is.
Mm-hmm.
Get some coaching. Because if you come in there and you don't really know what to do, there's not a lot of machines, there's just these like bars and dumbbells, and you don't really know how to safely move them around, you're not going to see benefits. You're not going to get the results that you think you're going to get by avoiding the classes. When you come to a class, someone's going to lead you through movement and in a safe way. And so scaled to you. Everybody thinks that the fancy stuff we show on Instagram where people are upside down doing handstand push-ups and rope climbs, that's just the smoke and mirrors. That's not really what we're doing most of the time. It is so infinitely scalable that everybody off the street can enter and should enter so that they can safely learn to love movement.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not going to love it, but they know it's good for them, so they should do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can join the gym by just being online and going to my website, k2crosstraining.ca.
You've really broken down the barriers to make a community.
I'm trying to.
Along with the physical aspect, do you provide any health, nutrition stuff? Like, say, if somebody's struggling with habits, eating habits of, you know, and I know it goes hand in hand. I've struggled for years and years. What do you provide for that there?
So that's how all of this health hub evolved. So when I wrote the business plan for K2 Cross Training, it was always going to be a gym to start with, but never end there.
Okay.
It was always going to be a health hub because I knew I had a holistic approach to wellness from the very beginning, because I have a degree in social work first and foremost. And never do I think that people just need to sit around and shoot the shit and talk about the problems and then they're going to be solved. I know action is a part of it, so I know you need to move. And as I opened the gym, it was so evident within the first year that I needed to know more about nutrition to support my clients. So I became a functional nutritionist with a social work degree, with the movement piece. And then I wanted to build the hallway. So I have the naturopath next door to me. I have the massage therapists and a reflexologist, and I have my esthetician. And now in the new year, we're starting our physio classes. At no point do I think that everybody just with a gym membership is going to have enough of an approach to be holistically well. You need the mental health side of things. You need the nutrition. It's a package deal. No part of you is separate from any of the others. So, yeah, that's how it all evolved and how why I keep doing the things I'm doing as far as all these courses, because I just figure out, okay, well, I need to learn more about this next technique because, like, that's what my clients are needing, so I better go figure that out. So K2 cross training has been rebranded as K2 Health. And at K2 Health, there's mental health and wellness counseling, nutrition counseling. I run a diabetes program for people with diabetes.
Wow.
We have a naturopath and massage therapy and physiotherapy classes, and all of those things happen under the umbrella now.
So do you have an online booking for all that as well? Like, I've never...
Yeah, so I'm all online booking. So the counseling piece and all of that is online. And then each of the practices that are worth in my umbrella are on my website.
Okay.
And you book with each of them. I'm not in charge of booking when you go for your massage. But on my website, you can book a massage by going to their...
website or their contact. Good. That's unbelievable. Like, talking to you, I've learned so much today.
Yeah. What a benefit for the community of Fort Capel.
Well, thank you.
We have so much to offer and under one umbrella. And
for the people coming in, we deal, like, our interaction with the people coming in, our deal is kind of done. Once they've taken possession of some piece of real estate, we're sort of done, and then they're on to the next step. Where do we go for, you know, health and fitness and all that? And definitely the arrow points pointing your way, for sure.
So far, the best gym in town.
Awesome. Do you have any questions for us? Like, remember we were kind of shooting away stuff for you. Do you have, feel free. We've got a few minutes to ask away. I'm kind of cringing by extending that out there. But.
Do I have questions for you guys?
Yeah.
So if you were to think about the clients that come in mm-hmm. and are buying pieces of property from you, what do they say are their needs regarding health? Maybe not that they need a gym, but why are they moving to this community? Are they ever indicating that they're moving here because of their health? And what is that? Because if I'm going to be the health hub, how do I meet the needs of the people that are here or coming here?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I think that mental health is more at the forefront than it ever has been. We, of course, deal with all different age categories and groups. Fort Capel has always been a big retirement community, so classes like SilverFit, that's amazing that we even have a community of SilverFit to mm-hmm. offer to our clients. And I think that it's so fantastic to be able to refer somebody for nutrition, mental health. It's huge. It's really at the forefront of everyone's minds now.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, not the majority of them, but a lot of late clients are looking for stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying something at the lake to step away from the everyday.
Yeah.
And just take back some of their time, some of their headspace, and give them somewhere to regroup. And maybe, you know, maybe something to suggest, you know, looking at a different way. Their week is busy and they're saying, you know, now we can finally relax. Mm-hmm. So.
And I do find, like, as far as if we're gonna, like, lake people, my SilverFit group, a lot of people have retired out to the lake now that they're done being in the city,
mm-hmm.
but lack the community.
Yeah.
Because they're now out on the Anapasco Lake. And I've had people that have entered the gym, you know, they've been on Pasco Lake for 3 years, feeling a little isolated and lonely and kind of missing the social network that they had in Regina. But as soon as they enter SilverFit or enter into the gym, and like one of the ladies is in my morning class, as soon as they enter, it's like, oh, this was the piece that was missing. Now I'm at the lake and I'm retired and I'm at the pace that I want to be at, but I have a bit of a social connection and I have that outlet.
I think the same with squats and tots. Like, everybody's looking for that bit of community, and good on you for providing it to so many different dynamic people categories.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, well, I don't know. This has been an awesome chat here. You know, we're glad that you came in and made time for us today. And anybody looking to get a hold of you, how do we get a hold of you, Holly?
Start with my website, k2crosstraining.ca. So there you'll hear about all of the people that work within the Health Hub, the different services that we offer, how to get a gym membership, how to sign up for counseling. All of that is on my website, and my phone number is there, so you can reach me if you need to. Text me first. I'm not going to answer my phone, but feel free to email me or text me, and we can set up something to give you a tour of the gym. I don't know if I should be saying this or not, but sometimes you'll see vehicles at my gym. But if I'm in a session and the door is locked, it's not because I don't want people in. It's that right now I have not been able to afford front office staff yet. That is on my list for the next year. If there is a car in front of the gym, the door is unlocked. Right now it's not set up quite like that, but start with my website.
Awesome. And same thing, anybody watching this ever have any questions, please drop them below. And we're going to have Holly back a time or two again in 2024. So thanks, Holly.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
See you, Caitlin.
Thank you for tuning in to Authentic Realty's podcast. Follow, review, and share this episode to spread the knowledge. To connect with your favorite local realtors, call 306-695-HOME.